כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
This week is Parshas Bishalach, and the sugya we will be discussing today is a fascinating sugya, like all the others, interesting, like all the others, and relevant, like many others. So this week's Parsha, we learn about Parshas Haman, and Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Klal Yisrael, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lechem es Shabbos, al keni noisan lechem b'yoyim ishishi lechem yomayim. Shavu ishtachatov al yeitze ish memekoimoi b'yoyim hashvi'i. And a Masechet Eilev, and there are two different pshotim, two different interpretations. What does this posuk mean? Shavu ishtachatov al yeitze ish memekoimoi. Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis, a Masechet Eilev, and the Gemara gives a pshat. This is the source for Maleches Hoitzoa, that it is prohibited, osa lahoitzi meshus leshus, meshus hayochad leshus harabim, or the other way around, meshus harabim lereshus hayochad. And then the Gemara says, no, the posik doesn't say al yotzi ish mem koimoi, but rather al yetzei ish mem koimoi. Hoitzo meshus leshus is only if you carry an object, a thing. So dafnu nalef in Erevin, the other pshat is tchumin. Al yetze ishmem koimoi, one should not go out of Tchum Shabbos. And as we all know, Tchum Shabbos is alpayim amo. And it's a stira in the Rambam. Mitzvahs lo tase shin chofar of a sefer emissus, the Rambam clearly says. Al yetze ishmem koimoi is alav, lo tase, it is one of the taig mitzvahs. And what does it mean? One cannot go 2,000 amos out of the city, as long as he leaves a residential area and is out in the open plains, in the woods, he cannot walk more than alpayim amot. The Rambam Chozeboy, he retracted, and in Perek Chav Zayin Aruch Aleph in Mishneh Torah, Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam says, alpayim amot only in the Seder Rabbonon, Tchum and Yorai says, Yud Beis Mil, Gimel Parsa. We don't find the Shir of Yud Beis Mel anywhere in Bavli, but it is in Yerushalmi, Erevin Chav Gemal Amud Beis. And the Rif in the Rambam Paskin, Yud Beis Mel Menatoyer, Alpayim Amot is only Midrabonan. Many Yerushalmi maintained that the entire Sir of Truman is only Midrabonan. Rashi on the spot, in our Posek, the Ramban, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Sof Perakama, the Erevin in Sefer HaMalchamis, the Balamor agrees with the Ramban, Tchumen is the Rabbonin, that is also the opinion of the Rosh. Erevin Perek Aleph Simen Chav Dalad. Shalosh Machloikes V'Dabar. There are three different sources in which we find the Isser of Tchum way, way before Chachmei Mishneh and Shekneses Sigdoyle. And these sources, Lechoda would prove that we're dealing with the Dioraisa. And it would substantiate the opinion of the Rambam against the Rambam. And I said three sources, Torah, Neviim, Viksuvim. Torah. Vayyavayankev, Shechem, Vayichan es Pnei Weir. I think Rashi on the spot brings the Medrash, Vayichan Pnei Weir. It was Erev Shabbos afternoon, and Yankev found a Mukam Chanoye, which was within 2,000 Amis, because you cannot go more than 2,000 Amis Mechutz Le'ir. So Yankev Avinu was Makbed and Tchumin, and the Medrash says, Mekanshi Yankov Shomer Shabbos. So obviously, if Yankov Avinu was Makom Tchumen, it must be a Dioraisa. Sefer Yeshua Peregemel. I don't recall the exact version of the Pusik, and I don't have an Avim Rishonim here in this room. But on Sefer Yeshua, Yeshua Benun says, you should find a Mukher. It was in the days of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, when they were waging war. And Yeshua says, you should find a Mukherim for the Oroin and the Machna, our camp should be within 2,000 Amis, in order that in Shabbos they should be able to go to the Mukam of the Oroin to daven, to pray. So that's an additional source, that Chumin Alpayim Amo is Manatoira. Source number three is in Ksuvim, in Megillas Rus, when Naomi tells Ruth, and trying to persuade her, go back to your people, go back to your nation. And Ruth says, Ba'asher teilchi eilech. And the Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Zayin, the Gemara's interpretation is, Ruth tells Naomi, wherever you go, I shall go. What you do, I shall do. And Ba'asher teilchi eilech, I won't go out of Tchum Shabbos. So Yaakov ben Yeshua ben and Ruth HaMoyevio, that is many years before Anshe Knesset Gedolah, and they were Makbel and Tchumen, but it still doesn't prove that Tchumen min HaTorah. Let us not forget Kim Avrom Avinu Kola Torah Kula Ad Shelo Nitno, and that's a tradition of your Avrom gave over to Yitzchok and Yitzchok to Yaakov. So it should be no wonder that Ovo Yisu Oilam from Yaakov Avinu to Yeshua ben and to Ruth HaMoyevio were Makayim Tchumen, even though it would not be a Dioraisa. If Tchumen is Dioraisa, is that only a Loises or a Mitzvah Asay as well? So I'm just turning around. I want to take a Rambam. Oh, this is a bit strange. I don't find the Rambam's Manim behind my back. But the Rambam writes in the very first halacha, Perek Aleph, Aruch Aleph, Erech HaShabbos, that we are mitzvah, b'shmiras HaShabbos, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo tasa, lo yisasecha malocha on one hand, b'yom shvi'atish bois on the other. V'kol ois ha'malocha b'Shabbos, oivah, b'mitzvah saseh, u'ben lo tasa. So the Menchas Chinuch HaMitzvah Chov Daled has a chakira. If a person goes chutz l'tchum, is he violating a mitzvah saseh as well, or only a lo ta'aseh? Do we say just as if you would do a malacha, and that would be an esav lo yisaseh, would the same apply to tchumin? And the Meches Chinuch wants to argue that this depends on another machlokes in Rishonim, machamer achar behem toy b'Shabbos. So let me give you a very brief introduction to the concept of machamer. There are three different levels in the interaction between a man and his animals that are in his possession. Shvisas behemta, which means a Jew is mechuyev not only to refrain from doing a malacha on Shabbos, even as an animal, whether it's a mule or a horse, or an ox, or whatever it is, those animals cannot do a malacha either. And that's a shvisas behemtoi. And even though you're not involved at all, you rented out an animal to an un-Jew, you lent an animal to an un-Jew, you are required to stipulate with that non-Jew, you cannot do a malacha on Shabbos with my animal. That's a mitzvah saseh shvisas behemtoi. On the other end of the spectrum, the Ramban explains in Masechet Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel that when a person plows his field with an animal, whether it's a horse or an ox, that is as if he is doing the malacha. And the animal is like a tool, like a drill, like a hammer. You're using the animal. It's your malacha. But between the two extremes, there is machamer. Machamer is when you cause the animal to do a malacha, but not physically, but rather just by using your voice. You talk to the animal, you shout at the animal, and the animal starts walking, and he plows the field, or he carries something on his back from one rishus to the other. Chloik is showing him whether it's an aseh or a lo ta'aseh. But in that event, because you're only using your voice, only vocalizing, it would not be considered as if you did the malacha. And there definitely would be no koros misas based on ankor machatos. And there's a machlokes that is showing the machamer achar behem to b'Shabbos. Is he mevatel misas asay of Shabbosoin or not? Rashba, Yevamos Daf Vav, quotes his Rebbe, Rebbeinu Yonah, that there is no bitul misas asay, and the Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says, there is a bitul misas asay. So comes along the Meches Chinuch, and the Meches Chinuch writes, that Mechamer and Tchumen are the same. Why are they the same? What do they have in common? They have one thing in common. Both are alive, and in both cases, it is not considered that the person did a malach on Shabbos. He's not chayef koros mises basin or korum chatos. And therefore, the Meches Chinuch maintains Din ze ke din ze. And I argue, they have nothing to do one with another. And one could be mechalek and differentiate between mechaber and tchumen lakan ulakan, to both sides. On one hand, even if we say by tchumen there is no bitul mitzvah to say, mechamer would be chomur minei. Because in mechamer, you're dealing with lamet es malochus at the end of the day. It's a malocha. And the mitzvah to say b'yom shi'itish v'is means lishbot ma'asi es malocha. Mechamer is a malocha and tchumen is not. On the other hand, one could argue the other way around. Maybe tchumen is yoyseh chomer me'mechamer. Because by mechamer, the person does nothing. He's just vocalizing. He's just using his voice. Nothing beyond that. But by tchumen, you are the one that violated Shabbos. You are the one that walked chutz l'tchum Shabbos. So maybe even if by mechamer we say there is no yom shi'itish v'is, maybe by tchumen there is. I think the question of mechamer is a totally different question. It's a legitimate question. But it has nothing to do with tchumen. And the way I would understand the shaila, and the machlokes l'shoinim, whether by mechamer there's a bitul mitzvah say, is how do we understand the essence of the aveira of the isra of mechamer? Is it an extension of shvisas behemtoi with a harsher touch? Because shvisas behemtoi there is no involvement, and by mechamer, after all, I am crying out to the animal and causing him to do a malacha. But in essence, it's about the behemoth shvisa, or is it about the person's shvisa? And it is an extension of asiyas malacha, ero shikalmene, because he's not actually physically doing the malacha, but rather just using his voice. Is it about shvisa sa'odam, or is it about shvisa behemtoi? That would be the question, is there a bitul mitzvah sa'say? And this would be dependent on another machlokes rishonim that we find. Is there an issa mechamer only achar behemto, or even behemis acherim, or behemis efker? And that once again is a machlokes rishonim. Rashbo Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel clearly says there is an issa mechamer regardless whom the animal belongs to, even a behemis efker or behemis chaveinoi. So according to Rashbo, it's clear. It has nothing to do with Shvisas Behemtoi. Shvisas Behemtoi is only my animal. Mechamer is anyone's. So the Rashba would maintain it's an extension of Asiyas Malocha. And the Rashba Lishitosoi. And that's why the Rashba also maintains Bitul Mitzvah Sasei. Hagua Sav Shiavoy de Zora Perek Alef Sav Simachov Beis clearly says Mechamer is only Achai Behemtoi. So his understanding would be it is an extension of Shvisas Behemtoi. So that is the way I understand the question of Mechamer. Rashba Lishitosa and two different questions are dependent on the fundamental understanding. What is the Aveira of Mechamer? But as I explained before, the way I see it, that has nothing to do with Tchumen. I think the question of Tchumen is elsewhere. Machloikis, Poiskim, and Rishoinim. When a person's Amal goes Chutz L'Tchum, is that an aveira of shvisas behemtoi? Mogen Avraham Reish Mem Vav Siv Kot Nyud Beis says yes. Mogen Avraham Shin Hay Siv Kot Nyud Ches brings that's a machloikis darka Moshe and Levush. I don't think it's a contradiction. Shin Hay brings the machloikis. He's not machriya. Reish Mem Vav, he voices his opinion. There is an issa of shvisas behemtoi. Hagoyes Mordechai Kedushin Tov Kuv Samechei clearly says Tchumen has nothing to do with Shvisas Behemtoi. So I think Shvisas Behemtoi depends on Shvisas Ha'odam. And if the Behemah is not Mevatl Mitzvah Shvisa, if it goes out Chutz L'Tchum, I think same would refer to the man. So only be a love of Al Yetzer Ish Mem Koimoi, but not the Bitul Mitzvah HaShvisa. And this brings us to one other question that the Mogen Avraham, not the Mogen Avraham, the Ashur, Mashok Suvazav Zion asks, why don't we find the heter of Oichal Nefesh B'yamtev by Tchumen? If the Torah is Matya Amalacha for Oichal Nefesh, Kal V'choymer, Tchumen is a Yisrakal, why wouldn't it be Mutar B'makom Oichal Nefesh? Chuvas Chasam Sofer Achaim Puf Memtes says, doesn't understand the question because Tchumen is not Amalacha. Anoicha Nefesh is a clear concept that's associated with Asiyas Malacha. The Torah is Matar Asiyas Malacha Melech Zecha Nefesh. Tchum is Na'am Malacha, and therefore, it's not relevant to Anoicha Nefesh. So this, once again, Lachor is dependent. How do we define the Isla of Tchumin? Does it have the nature and the spark of Malachas? And it has similar Gedorim? Or it has nothing to do with Malachas? It's totally an Isser Bifnei Atzma. The Mershaw felt it is similar to a Malacha. And therefore there should be a Heter of Oichon Nefesh. Dechsem Sefer says, what does that have to do with Malacha? So this question might be dependent on the previous one. Is there an Isser Shvises Behemtoi Betchumin? Would there be a Bittel Mitzvah Satzeh B'yom Yishvii Tishbois Betchumin? And all these three questions depend on what is the nature of Isser Tchumin. I just want to mention that the Ramban, Malchames Beit Zadeh Daf Yud Gimel, defines Tchumin as a Malacha. He definitely doesn't mean to say it's a Malacha like the Lametes Malachas. Lametes Malachas from 1 to 39 are enumerated in the Mishnah Shabbos Ayin Gimel. But what we could learn from the Ramban, it has the nature of a Malacha. And it is relevant to all the previous questions we asked. So I quoted the Chasam Sofer saying, Oichal Nefesh doesn't apply to Tchumen because it's not a Malacha. Totally distant Indian. Chasam Sofer Parshas V'Yishlach deals with a famous question. Avraham Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, obviously Shabbos included, but Nochri Sheshuv is Chayav Misa. And there are so many different Pulpulim and Drushim on this question. The Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah says, if you go out chutz l'tchum, you're no longer an achri shishovas. And achri, this should be dependent on the very hagdora. Is that considered a bitl shvisa? If it's not a bitl of shvisa, then he might still be nachri shishovas. Would that be a contradiction of the Chasam Sofer? Well, it might, but it's not such a big pella. This is drush al parshias shavua. That's shuvas. Two different areas. One more question. And this question, once again, depends on the very essential understanding of Tchumen. Is there an Issa D'Oraisa, Tchumen and Yom Tov? According to the Rambam, that Tchumen is there D'Oraisa, Yud Beis Mel, or the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvos even Alpayim Amo. Does it apply to Yom Tov as well? So Tosfos Pesachim Daf Hei says, according to the Man D'Omer, Havora L'Lav Yotzes, the only other malocha out of the Lametes that has a posik mafurish is alav, is havora. Loi sevaru eish b'chol moish yoseichem. And as a machloikis tanoim, why is havora an exception? All the other malochas don't have a posik. We just learned them from Malach Samishkan. Havora l'alav yatsas olachatas yatsas. Toysim psuchim dav he says, according to the mandom havora l'alav yatsas, and it's only alav, no chorus, no misbeis, no chatas, then it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Because what the Torah asks is Yom Tov is Lametes Malachas. Kol Malachas Avoide Lo Ta'asu. But if Avora is only alive, it's not a Malacha, then the Pesuk speaks about Shabbos, Lo Yisavar Yesh B'chol Meshuzeichem, and not about Yom Tov. Same would apply L'chore to Al Yetzish Mem Koyma. This Pesuk refers to Shabbos and not to Yom Tov. And if it's not a Malacha, how do we know Yom Tov is an Issa? The Ramban Erev and Mamalev clearly says, Tchumen b'Yom Tov is a Mele Torah. Maybe Ramban l'shitosoi. I just a few minutes ago mentioned that the Ramban and Masechet Beisa defines Tchumen as a Malacha. I said it's not one of the Lametes Malachas, but it has the nature of a Malacha, and therefore, Din Yom Tov Kedin Shabbos. It is also clear in the Magen Avraham Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav. Tchumen b'Yom Tov is a Mele Torah. Pri Chodesh Tov Tzadikei Yelches Yom Tov says, Tchumen b'Yom Tov is only Midrabonon. Agrees to Reyeven Chagige Daf Yud Zayin. And this question, once again, would L'chayre be dependent? How do we define the Isser of Tchumin? So up to this point, we spoke Lamdes Shoresh HaSugya, and now I want to move forward in a question which has extreme relevance to Halacha L'Maaseh, even though this sheet is not a platform for Halacha L'Maaseh. I do that all day and all night in many different platforms. But it is always interesting just to enlighten and speak about shaylos that are negei Halacha L'Maaseh. So when a nurse or a doctor or a yaledes or a person not feeling well needs to get to the hospital, and we consider hakala kal tchila, what is the way to get to the hospital with minimizing chil shabbos? And sometimes one of the problems would be tchumin, and this is an especially burning problem for many young nurses and even doctors or patients that live in Judea and Samaria, Yehuda v'Shimron, and sometimes there's a lot of open space between their settlement, their town, and the hospital. Might be Alpayim Amos, sometimes it would even be Yud Beis Mil. So in Erev Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a boy in the Gemara, Yesh Tchumen Amala Masorah, Yen Tchumen Amala Masorah, Lamala Masorah Tfochem, is there any sort of Tchumen? Bayed de Loif Shatap. And Semetov Dalat Zif Aleph in Shechanoch, Shechanoch says, it's a Suffolk, and therefore, Bidrabono were Makel, Svekedramonakula, Bidiraisu were Machme, and the Mishnah Brura on the spot explains. Alpayimah, according to the Rambam, most poiskim, the Vishais was only Midrabono. So we would be Makel, but Chumana Mara Masora. You would basically listen to the Torah, we would be Machme. So that very same Sugah de Gemara says, if you're walking on your Seidos, like little stages, little protrusions that protrude, that stick out of the ground, if there are asorot vochem, then that would be dependent on the question, yesh tchumen amal amasor. But if the dalad al dalad, yesh tchumen amal amasor al kuli alma. Why? Rashi explains, nichat tashmishtei. And that is why, ara samichta. It's like ara samichta. But if it's less than dalad al dalad, lo nichat tashmishtei, that is the question of yesh Tchumen Amal HaMasorah or not. And the very same sugya, we learned that a svina, a boat, a ship, ain't Tchumen Amal HaMasorah. So why don't we say with a boat or a ship that is Arasamichta? Various different interpretations of the Rishonim. The Arayim, quoted by many Achronim, the opinion of the Arayim is only by a Seidus, which are permanent and not temporary, and they're not mobile, they're in one place, stick to the ground. It is only then that we say arasamichta. But a boat or a ship, which in constant motion, we don't say arasamichta. Another interpretation is arasamichta is only something that rests on the ground. But a boat is on water, not on the ground. We can't say arasamichta. That lachori depends on the different pshotim in Gittin Daf Ches regarding otzas v'sfino. Does it have a din of etzisol or not? But I don't want to go into a lengthy discussion on this specific point. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's a suffolk whether yes, Tchumen Amal HaMasorah or not. But you say this, it's an Isser, a boat not. How about a train? Or a wagon? Machlokes Rishonim. Beis Yosef Reish Samach Vav is Machmir. Bekoroin, 200 years ago, you know, trains came before cars, many years before Henry Ford developed the first Model T. There were already trains. Sam Sofer Chuvis, Chelek Vav, Simin Tzadik Zayin, Sam Tzadik Ches, Sam Sofer says, a train, arasamichta. The seat you're sitting on is dalad al dalad, nichet ashmishtei, as a din of yesedois. Sam Sofer deals with a train. The Beis Yosef deals with karoin, a wagon pulled by horses or other animals. But their opinion is, even though the train or the wagon is not in one place, we still say ara samichta. And it doesn't depend whether it's permanent or temporary, but in different interpretations. But the Beis Yosef also says, if you're sitting on the back of an animal, that is the question of Tchumen Amal HaMasorah v'yesh lahakel. And why is that? Either because the back of an animal not always has dalad al dalad. It depends what animal. If you're sitting on an elephant, that's dalad al dalad. Wouldn't be different than a train or karoin. If you're sitting on a little donkey, usually his back wouldn't be wide dalad al dalad. So these are different questions that came up throughout the ages. L'chore, there are two gemaras that there's an iser truma, and even if you're sitting on an animal. One is beitzer amid vav amid beis. Ein roich v'nal gabe behemet, the Mishnah says, and the gemara there are different reasonings. Why is it prohibited to sit on an animal, to ride an animal on Shabbos? L'alochu v'paskin shem yachter z'moirem. But there's one mahalach in the gemara shem yetzichus l'trum. So many achronim ask, gemara meforeshes, if you leave Trum Shabbos on an animal, then you're over on the Isser of Trumin. Bogan Avram, Reish Samachov, Siv Gonzayan says, usually you sit on a horse, your feet are below Asarat Fochim. Once again, it depends how big the animal is. If you're sitting on an elephant, your feet are above Asarat Fochim. You're sitting on a camel, your feet usually would be above Asarat Fochim. Camels are very big animals. On a horse, depends how big the horse is. On a mule, you're always lamata masoro. But the base mayor argues against Simon Rome. Doesn't make sense. Why would we look at the feet? If a person stands and walks on the ground, it is the feet that determine what's a solid form. But if he sits, it is where he is seated. If his feet are dangling in the air, why would a solid form depend on his feet? Comes along the Eben Oiza, and the Eben Oiza says there's no raya at all. So when the Gemara says, Ein rochman al-gabehem, shem yetzichutz l'tchum, as long as he's sitting on the animal, it's okay, ki ein tchum al-amana masora. The problem is when you ride an animal and the animal moves fast, not always are you aware, am I still in the tchum or chutz l'tchum, and then when he's going to dismount from the animal, he's going to have a problem. Ki ayoy tzichutz l'tchum, ein yaradan adamis. That is the chashash. Gemara number two is in Chagiget Tesfav Omed Aleph. And it deals with the complex relationship between Acher and Rameir. So Acher left Yiddishkeit entirely, and that's why his name isn't mentioned only once in Mishnah Elisha Ben Avuram, and he is defined as Acher. Milchas Osha Masechet Tovis, there's a fascinating discussion about the relationship between Rameir and his Rebbe, Acher. Elisha ben Avuho, but don't look for it in the stores because it's not available yet. It's not printed yet, but it's on the way. It's in the pipeline. So the Gemara tells the story that Acher is riding a horse on Shabbos and Rameir is walking him. And Acher tells the Rameir, stop! We're at the end of Trim Shabbos. And Rameir turns to Acher and says, Af atoch hazoy b'cho. So some Achronim want to prove from here that even though Acher was riding a horse, Rameir says, Chazor b'chol, because it's Tchum Shabbos. Once again, maybe Rameir just says, Afat Ochoi Zecho, get off the horse, dismount that horse, because there's a tekona, shvus, derabon, and ayin, reich, men, agab, bebeim. Not necessarily because of Tchum Shabbos. Anyway, these are the two Gemoras. Both Gemoras could be rejected. It's not a raya from these Gemoras. But let's just summarize. You say this Dalad al Dalad. Yesh tchum l'mana masura, pachas medalad adalad is a suffix. A boat depends im yesh or ain tchum l'mana masura. Koroin, train, according to Chasam Sofer also. Mishneh Brura agrees with Chasam Sofer. Rabbi Yehuda Asad, the same, according to Rabbi Yehuda Asad, like the Chasam Sofer, Or HaChaim Simen Unches. There's an Isser. Reb Shlomo Mekluge, Tuv Tam Vidas, Shalosh Tuvos, Chelek Alef, Samakuf Tzadik Beis, he feels a train is like a boat. Ein Tchumen Lamala Me'asara. So this is a fascinating question. And my Eitzah used to be to people that need to come to the hospital on Shabbos. Whether it's a Yaledes or a person that's not feeling well, whether it's a doctor or a nurse, and he comes mechutz l'tchum. My yetzer always was, take a telephone book, put it on the seat, and sit on the telephone book. Puches medalad al dalad. Lo nichet tashmishtei. If it's lamala masora, ein tchumen lamala masora. And because it's a boy der ifshita, chutz l'alpay mama, yesh lahokel. So this is somewhat a spark of genius. And why did I say a telephone book? Because it's not hardcover. So it's relatively a bit more comfortable, but it isn't really comfortable. So lo nichet tashmishtai. Like you say this, that are pochas me dalat fochem, And therefore we say, Ein tchum elamala. So the problem is they no longer print telephone books. Everything is digital today. And if you sit on your smartphone, that wouldn't solve the problem. It needs to be something which is relatively big, and you sit on a book. You could always sit on a book, not on a Sefer Kodesh, but hardcover is far less comfortable than something that is softer. But anyway, I never paskin this l'rabim, but I do think that by clear halachic criteria, that would be a good idea, because then as a din, if you say this, and in that case, ain't chumel amal amasor. Especially when we're dealing with a paimam, the rabbonon, the Shulchan Aruch says, svayke de rabbonon lekulam. So we discussed a few interesting stories and concepts and yesaidis about the Yisrael Tzeis Chutz Latchum. But this week is Bishalach, and we always speak about Shir HaSayam. The moment B'nai Yisrael Mer Shir HaYam was one of the heights in the story of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Rasa Shifcho Aleyam Mashal Aroi Yecheskel V'kol HaNaviyim, says the Mechilta, and that is Bishalach Kriyas Yamsef. And the Medrash says, V'shosha Omri Yisrael Shir HaYam Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyayim Shebarasi Yailami. No one said Shir before. I saved Noach from the Mavri, he didn't say Shira. I salvaged Avraham Avinu from Ur Kasdim, and he didn't say Shira. I saved Yitzchak from the Akedah, nor did he. And Yankov, whom I salvaged from Lovan from Esav, neither he did say Shira. Ad Shom Yisrael Shira Riyah. The others davened. Avraham tikkun Shachas, Yitzchak tikkun Minchi, Yankov tikkun Arvis. The Medrash says, Odom Arishon said Mizmor Shira Meshavis, but they didn't say Shira. And why is Shira so unique? And why is Shira so important? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel complains. Why didn't anyone say Shira till Kriyas Yamsef? Neither Odom or Noach or Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, the Shvotim. Obviously, this is something so essential. Oid Amru Chazal, and this is also on Medrash, so this is a unique interpretation. Nochain kisacho miyaz. Me'az means me'az Yoshe Moshe. That is why nesiyashvo kisal hakodesh boch hu afar pishama oilamoto. So from the first day of creation till Shira Sayam, Kodesh Boch Hu's chair kiviyachol was shaky. We know nothing about the Kisei HaKavod, because we know nothing about Masa Merkava, and Yecheskel's Merkava is the Kisei HaKavod. And that is considered to be one of the greatest secrets in Torah Dikim mysticism, Masa Merkava. But we do deal with this question by halachic criteria. So, Chazal say, and that is nochin kisach miyoyz. Oid omru chazal b'shosh omri yisrol shir hayam lova shakodesh bochu chonok shel teferes shayu chakukim bakol az shebetera. And what does this mean? So one of the themes I talk about regularly, and you've heard this many times from me, is the importance of Hallel. The Ramban, and I quoted this so many times at the end of Parshas Bo, Tachlas Hayetzira Rishoyno, Ve'ein Le'el Elyon, Chefetz V'Tachtoinem, Ki'im Sh'yeda Odom V'yoyder Elokom Shavroi, Ve'ze Kavonas Kol HaMitzvus Kulam, Ze Kavonas Kol HaMitzvus Kulam, Ve'ze Inyen Roim HaMisakoyel B'Tfilo. And whenever I mention the Ramban, I say, Yeshaya Novi said this before him in Perek Mem Gimel, Amzu yotzarti li tilosi yisaperu. Like the Radak explains, Amzu yotzarti li kedei shetihilosi yisaperu. So Shira is the highest level of the Vekas, and it is Tachlis Habriya. Amzu yotzarti li tilosi yisaperu. That is why Kodesh Baruch Hu challenges us and puts us into tests and performs miraculous miracles, lamalam adeh hateva, tihilosi yisaperu. So it should be no wonder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Miyom Shebarosi Yoylami. No one said Shira, Ad Sheomisun Shira Alayam. And because this is Tachlis Abriya Loynes, Koinenu Kisvei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Sheomro Yisrael Shiru Alayam. Because Shiru is so important and so essential. In a way, it actually is Tachlis Abriya. And when the people of Israel reach such amazing heights, such a Hisalus, in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, the Gemara asked, as Yushi Moshe seems to be in the future, as Yushi, not as Shar. So I think when Bnei Yisrael reached this unbelievable madrega and level of revelation, of elevation and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they also said Shira ala Osid, as Yoshi Moshe. So they said Shira ala Ova, Shira Sayam. But they also saw in their minds, eyes, and vision the Geula Shleima, the as Yoshi Moshe Baruch Hanoshi. When Mashiach comes, once again we will say a Shira Chadosho, Shibchi Geulim, Lishimcho. So when Bnei Yisrael said Shir Aliyam, Lava Shekodesh Baruch Hu Chaluk Shel Teferet Shehu Chakukim Ba Kol Oz Shebetoelem. Oz Yoimru Bagoyim Higdal Hashem Lasi Semelem. Oz Yemoles Choypinu Ul Shoineinu Rino. Oz Yeboka Keshachar Orech Vitzidkoseich Kelapid Yivar Yerosen Sheneske Bemeheru V'Yemeinu. With B.S. Mashiach Tzidkenu, once again to say, Shiro Chadosho Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch. All the best.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon, 03-617-1111.